One day, you and your family take a trip to the ocean. You have fun splashing, jumping, and diving in the waves together. Then you get out of the water and run and play games on the sandy beach. All of a sudden, you see something strange. The ocean splits in two, and a group of people start walking through the opening. That's right. They walk right through it. The ground they walk on is all dry. The water on each side of them looks like two big walls. What would you do if you saw that? Would you believe it? Would you try to walk between the walls of water too? The Bible tells us that one day, God's people, the Israelites, walked right through the Red Sea. First, Moses and Aaron went to Egypt. A new Pharaoh ruled the land. Moses and Aaron told Pharaoh, "The Lord wants you to let his people go." But Pharaoh did not want to let the people go. He liked keeping them as slaves. So God showed his great power to Pharaoh and all the people in Egypt. He sent 10 terrible troubles, called plagues, so Pharaoh would listen to God. You can read more about the 10 plagues in the Bible. Finally, Pharaoh decided to let the Israelites go. The Israelites left Egypt in a big hurry. They were finally free. God led them through the desert all the way to a place near the Red Sea. But trouble was coming. The Israelites looked up. What was that over there? Uh-oh. Pharaoh had changed his mind. Now he came with his chariots and horsemen to take them back to Egypt. The Israelites felt so afraid. Where could they run? Where could they hide? The sea blocked their way. "Why have you taken us here, Moses?" they said. "We're going to die." But Moses said, "Do not be afraid. You will see the Lord save you today." Then God told Moses to lift up his shepherd's staff and put his hand out over the sea. When Moses put out his hand, the Lord made the waters open up. The Israelites started walking through the sea on dry ground. Close your eyes for a minute. Imagine what that was like. You would walk with a tall wall of water on each side of you. Maybe the walls would be like two big glass aquariums. What if you could see all the fish in the Red Sea, like bright blue and yellow angelfish with stripes on their backs? Maybe you would see golden butterfly fish, wiggly sea anemones, a giant pufferfish, or a blue spotted stingray. You might even see a barracuda with mean, pointy teeth. Pharaoh's men followed the Israelites into the sea. "I'm sure we'll catch them," they said. But God made the wheels of their chariots fall off so they could barely drive. They got so scared that they tried to run back out of the sea. Then God told Moses to stretch out his hand again over the sea. God closed the waters up on top of the Egyptians. All Pharaoh's horses and riders drowned in the sea. But the people of Israel walked safely to the other side. The Israelites saw God's great power that day. They put their trust in God and sang a song to praise him for saving them from all their Egyptian enemies. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. Our God is great and mighty. He is the one true God. God saved Israel from their enemies. The Israelites would not be slaves anymore.